When I played against Mike, we always knew we had to know where he was at all times because he was such a force, a dominant force on the end. And I'll never forget playing here, and we were struggling in our running game, and I ran a play to his side, and he tackled me. He got him. He says, "Eddie George, if you want 100 yards today, don't run to my side no more. Don't run this way. It's not happening over here." And I said, "Okay." I mean, he's such a fun guy, and he's such a dominant force, but he's full of life, and I think Michael realizes that he's not just a football player. He's a light spirit that can go into any arena and perform and be successful.
Here's, to me, is a signature Michael Strahan. Whether win or lose, whether you beat his butt or he kicked your butt, you know, he's going to always come up to you and let you know, "Hey, you know, you're doing a heck of a job. I like where you guys are at. I like where you're at. You play well." It was always about it being in between the lines. In between the lines, you know, he'll talk to you and you were his enemy. But once the game was over, I mean, you felt like the guy was your best friend.
When I think of Michael, I think of a student of the game. I think of a class act in every sense of the word. But, you know, to take it a step beyond that, he's even a better person. And that's what impresses me.
Well, the first thing I think about Mike is that big smile. I mean, when you say Michael Strahan, I just picture his smile. I mean, he's just a nice guy. I mean, I think that's more important than being a football player or anything. As a human being, I mean, Mike is a very stand-up guy, a very class guy. I think New York is very lucky to have had him play here.
He perfected the pass rush, which I think is the number one thing in football, to be a good player and to be able to control the game. You got to be a powerful pass rusher. And, you know, everything else comes off of that. Michael perfected the use of his hands, and his upper body was just strong as a bull, okay? And he learned to use his hands, and he learned to get off of blocks and all the technique that it takes to be a good pass rusher. And in the NFL, you got to be a pass rusher. You got to get to the quarterback. I can't wait till he has to cross that threshold in camp.